Hello, everyone, and welcome to Consciousness Circle once again. Thanks so much for joining me. I want to delve into the trine between Saturn in Aquarius and Mars in Gemini, as if you haven't heard enough of it already. But the reason that I want to touch on this more is because this aspect is really important. It's an aspect that is pushing us towards action pretty early on in the year. And so this means that a lot of what we're working on right now is setting the foundation and the groundwork for something that we ideally would love for it to come to fruition by the end of the year and expand on over next year. I don't want to confuse you or predispose you in any way, but we are getting glimpses of what 2022 will be like right now, and we will get more glimpses between May, June, and July of this year. So if Saturn in Aquarius and Mars in Gemini are urging us and pushing us to build, it's important that we understand what we're building. It's important that we understand the practicalities as well as the perhaps spiritual or emotional attachments we have to what we're building, right? So let's delve. Saturn and Mars coming together tell us that focused and disciplined action, that deliberate and determined outputs of energy, qualities of hard work and persistence give us the capacity to complete projects and to complete them purposefully, right? This can also translate into the way that we present ourselves in relationships. If you've heard the other audios, I've talked about autonomy, independence, and our sense of individuality. Think about the amount of focus and disciplined action it has taken you to delve into the self-work, working with someone who potentially has held you along the way and held space for you. All of these actions are very Saturnian in nature. And the fact that there was more likely than not an exchange of money is also very Saturnian. There was a deliberate and determined output of energy between you and whomever you worked with to help you along this process of self-discovery. So as much as this Saturn-Mars transit is about more practical approaches to life and the things that we have to do, right? Because we're responsible for them, which is also very Saturnian. Guys, we are responsible for ourselves and our well-being. So the clarity and the awareness, the amount of self-awareness that comes from consistent action is incredible, because anything that requires that we maintain committed to it requires in a way that we maintain committed to ourselves and our integrity and our word, right? The difference is that unlike a year, 2, 3 years ago, we are now more willing to be committed to the things that we love. We are more deliberate about who and what we are committed to, right? So the point is to develop practical work skills, whether, again, it's for a job or a project or a home or our internal processing, in order to create concrete results from our efforts. So this aspect creates the ability to process stuck energies by movement. Now, it is very physical. So this reminds me of Mars movement, Saturn discipline movement, right? This could definitely be something like body work, yoga, exercising, you know, just having a workout regimen, moving energy through your body, which is something that a lot of people are really getting into, a lot. And so that makes me really happy, because we are now learning to go into our bodies and pay attention to what's going on in them. Now, I always like to present the flip side of the coin, right? And so as much as this aspect is amazing, which it is, and I think that it'll be more amazing than not, if you are in a space where you're lacking a little bit of self-awareness, believe me, I get it, this aspect can also manifest into things like oppressive work regimens, right? That something matters so much that we just drown in work and avoid the rest of the world, which isn't the point. Because Aquarius energy reminds us to relate, reminds us of community. This can also manifest into something like inhibited and frustrated energies. So this is where that movement of the body comes into play. Guys, the body keeps score. I think there's a book called The Body Keeps Score. And again, what I'm seeing in social media, what I'm seeing amongst coaches is that they're really getting into more of the embodiment work, how our body has little nooks and sacks of trauma trapped throughout it. And that when we experience some kind of bodily pain or some kind of bodily illness, it's our body asking for that trauma, that pain to be released in order for us to be healed. So if this energy is being presented to us and we are not processing in a way that is healthy, if we are not processing physically, if we are not processing by talking to a therapist or a coach or reaching out to community, then these inhibited and frustrated energies are going to find a home or some kind of seclusion in our bodies, right? So it can then, from that space, it can lead into ongoing bitterness and hate and harsh boundary collisions. The harsh boundary collisions is us being so unaware of our own process that when somebody crosses our boundaries, we don't know how to respond. So we react, which is very common because Mars is involved, right? And Mars can be reactionary and impulsive in that way. In addition, the reason that I wanted to bring on this lesson is that this week especially, Mercury and Pisces will square the North and South Node. North Node in Gemini, South Node in Sagittarius. If you follow me on social media, I wrote a post about that today. Pisces, and I also recorded an audio about Mercury and Pisces. Mercury and Pisces can be somewhat nebulous and it can lack clarity in what we consider clear or clarity in this very human 3D realm. Mercury in Pisces is immensely beneficial for meditation, for doing really profound work, especially with a facilitator. Now, if that's not the case, this is when things can get a little, it can be a little anxiety driven. This is when things can really get confusing within ourselves, as in, why am I even doing this? Should I even go towards what I want? What am I talking about? You know, I'm however many years old, what am I attempting to start all over for? And look, this is when Saturn meeting Mars becomes so important, because in our very human mind, we need practical approaches to life in order to feel like we're moving forward in some way. Okay, I can accept that. I can totally respect that. I believe that there is an immense amount of spiritual connection that needs to be within us in order for us to act from an inspired place within us. But we are still humans in this very human world, and we need practical approaches. So with this Saturn in Aquarius and Mars in Gemini connection, we have the ability to, again, create focused and disciplined action, be deliberate about the outputs of energy that we have. But we can't be so deliberate when there is confusion within us. So how do we bring things back to a practical reality? One, I gave you exercises in that Mercury and Pisces audio. So remember, come back to your body, come back to yourself, practice naming the objects around you so that you bring yourself back to this physical reality. And from that place, remind yourself of why you are outputting energy into the things that you're putting energy to. But to leave you with that and to also kind of segue onto tomorrow's lesson, which is a lesson on self-confidence, right? I want to leave you with a question. Because Saturn is the planet of discipline, it's a planet of commitment, and it can be a serious planet, the inner critic can really come in, especially with Mars and Gemini. Gemini rules internal processing, mental processing, information. This alignment can also manifest into this inability to stop or even observe the mental narrative and have it go on and on and on and on and on in very harsh ways that don't serve us. So, a journal prompt that I find to be so, so helpful and that I have given to clients before is this. Think about a time you let your inner critic stop you from trying something new. What could you say to yourself next time to be more self-compassionate? Okay. It's important to have, again, that level of self-awareness in order to know where we are acting from. And more so, to not allow fear and the inner critic keep us from acting towards that which we want. Okay? I'll leave you with that. Like I said, this is a segue to tomorrow's lesson, and we'll talk tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye.